This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Former President Donald Trump has won South Carolina's Republican presidential primary. That's according to the Associated Press. NPR's Ashley Lopez has more.
Trump has now won every contest for the party's nomination where he has appeared on the ballot. This latest win is not exactly a surprise. Trump was leading in the polls in this very conservative state throughout the entire race. This is, though, a major blow to former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley's bid for the Republican nomination. South Carolina is Haley's home state, and she was elected twice as governor there just a decade ago. Despite the significant money and time spent by the Haley campaign in South Carolina, she was unable to garner enough support in the state, including from leaders in the party. The next presidential contest is Tuesday when Michigan holds its primary election. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
Nikki Haley, meanwhile, congratulated Donald Trump on his latest primary win, and she thanked her supporters and those who voted for her.
I'm grateful to South Carolina. I always have been, and I always will be. And I'm grateful that today is not the end of our story.
Also, Haley said she's not giving up. She pointed out that another 21 states and territories will be voting in primaries over the next 10 days, and she said they have a right to a real choice for president. A Russian drone attack struck a residential building in the southern Ukraine city of Odessa Saturday. At least one person was killed and three women sustained severe burns. And in Russia, drones hit a steel plant in the southern part of that country. The attack started a large fire in what is Russia's largest steel plant. Videos on social media show several fires burning and an explosion could be heard. U.S. and British forces carried out more than a dozen strikes targeting Houthi sites in Yemen today. Officials say the strikes are in response to the rebel group's recent attacks on commercial and naval ships in the Red Sea region. NPR's Emma Bowman reports.
A joint statement from the U.S., U.K., and other allied countries said the strikes were conducted against 18 Houthi targets that included underground weapon storage facilities, air defense systems, and a helicopter. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the strikes were meant to disrupt and degrade the capabilities of the Iranian-backed militia. Since November, the militia's repeated attacks in the region have disrupted a vital trade route. The Houthis control much of Yemen and have said their attacks off the country's coast are a show of solidarity for Palestinians facing Israeli attacks in Gaza. The U.S. and its allies say the attacks are a threat to the global economy and demand an international response. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
Authorities are trying to locate two people who were on board a yacht that was hijacked by three escaped prisoners from Grenada. The missing couple are thought to be U.S. citizens. The Royal Grenada Police Force says the two occupants of the boat may have been killed. Police say the escaped prisoners were captured on Wednesday. You're listening to NPR News. An aide to Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says his body has now been handed over to his mother. Navalny died earlier this month in a Russian penal colony. Navalny's widow had accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of mocking Christianity, saying he tried to force his mother to have a secret funeral for her son. Navalny's family has also said Navalny did not fall ill, but was rather murdered while in prison. Flacco, the beloved New York City owl, has died after colliding with a building in Manhattan. The bird became a celebrity after escaping the Central Park Zoo about a year ago and avoiding attempts to recapture him. NPR's Juliana Kim has more.
The rescue group Wild Bird Fund responded to calls about an injured Flacco on Friday afternoon. According to the group, Flacco was lying face down and unresponsive in an apartment courtyard on the Upper West Side. The group believes he died after striking a window. The beloved bird gained a cult following after fleeing the Central Park Zoo last February. Flacco stayed close, mainly hanging out in Manhattan, but he evaded all attempts by local police and zoo staff to capture him. The Bronx Zoo is conducting tests for cause of death. The Wild Bird Fund says it's possible an underlying cause like rat poison was a factor. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
The union that represents Major League Baseball players is protesting a move to once again shorten the game. The league wants to drop 2 seconds from the pitch clock when someone is on base. Currently, the clock is set at 20 seconds. Pitchers say they're worried about potential injuries if the clock is shortened even further. New rules were introduced last season that shorten games this year by about 25 minutes. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.